Hi, welcome to Missouri Environment. I'm Sebastian Martinez. A crucial part of the effort to mitigate climate change is finding alternatives to fossil fuels. A recent conference at the University of Missouri in Columbia focused on one of the most controversial of those, nuclear power. When you think of nuclear, you may think of radiation or Chernobyl or maybe even The Simpsons. But here in mid-Missouri, nuclear power sounds like this. That's the sound of the Callaway Nuclear Plant, or as Ameren calls it, the Callaway Energy Center. In 2014, it cranked out 9.3 million megawatt hours of electricity, accounting for 19% of Ameren, Missouri's power generation. And it didn't produce substantial greenhouse gas emissions in doing so, which is what makes nuclear a potentially attractive option against climate change. But nuclear power and its role in the environment is contentious, as a panel discussion at the conference at MU recently demonstrated.
If you're going to paraphrase me, then paraphrase me.
Okay.
Do not misquote me.
No, you said no one drank the water.
I said that no drinking water sources were tested, were found to have elevated levels of tritium.
Well, that may be true. They weren't tested.
That was Kevin Camps from the anti-nuclear group Beyond Nuclear, butting heads with Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesperson Scott Burnell. Environmentalists have long argued the issue of nuclear waste and contamination means nuclear isn't actually an environmentally friendly source of power.
This right here is our dry fuel storage.
The debate over storage has left the U.S. without a central location for keeping nuclear waste. Major Projects Manager Shannon Abel explains that means Callaway stores its own waste on site for now.
We do call this an interim facility, but it is designed for the life of the station and thereafter. So if they need to stay longer, they can. But yes, they'll stay in this facility until the government has a solution.
David Ropeek, a risk perception consultant at Harvard, says while the issues of waste and safety in nuclear power have been hotly debated for decades, the reality is they might not be central in deciding nuclear's future.
Everybody agrees that nuclear is too expensive to build now against other fuels, especially now, but also planning for the future because the current marketplace just doesn't allow it.
Nuclear power is expensive, at least when it comes to startup costs. That's nothing new, but now it has been undercut by natural gas. The boom in hydraulic fracturing has driven natural gas prices way down.
Right now, with the cost of gas, natural gas being cheap, we build a natural gas-fired plant.
That's Mark McLaughlin, the senior director of engineering at the Callaway plant.
A 500 to 600 megawatt plant is about $600 million.
That has implications for renewables like solar and wind, too. Advocates say renewable sources can provide a consistent power source, but McLaughlin says natural gas seems a better fit for Ameren and its 1.2 million customers.
So that can run 24/7. You know, when the wind isn't blowing, you're not making wind power. When the sun's not shining, you're not making solar power. So those just cannot be baseload generation.
Back at Callaway, the plant recently renewed its license to operate for another 20 years, and officials there say they can store their spent fuel as long as they need to.
It can stay there indefinitely, you know, from a utility standpoint, until we decide to decommission the plant, move it. It can still stay past that time period if we want to.
That's it for this week's episode of Missouri Environment. You can find this story and others on our website at kbia.org. I'm Sebastian Martinez.